Well, welcome to Eric Carlson's Magic Minute, a short, sweet nugget that will inspire you to live above the line. When we're living above the line, we're experiencing life with purpose, with meaning, with abundance. We're reaching our godly potential. In my most recent newsletter, I talked about the rat on the airplane that simply could not exist at high altitudes. If you haven't read it, it's the story about the World War II pilot who's flying over the ocean and he hears a noise and discovers that there's a rat gnawing at his steering cable and he's trapped. He can't get to the rat to kill it. He knows if the rat keeps gnawing, his plane's going to go down. So he thinks, and the way he gets out of the situation is he rises above. He rises high to a high altitude, starts hearing the noise go away until finally it's gone. The high altitude had killed the rat. See, that's the way it is in life. You can't be both above the line and below the line at the same time. The rat cannot live at high altitude. It just couldn't do that. What are the rats in your life that creep around? Okay, rise above, and if you're living above the line, there's no way that those rats can live there with you. Light overcomes the darkness. At home, when I turn off the light, my 3-year-old daughter says, "I can't see the dark."
I can't see the dark.
I like how she words it. I never thought of it worded that way, but what I too cannot see darkness when I'm dwelling on things that represent light, things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable. Those are wonderful things to think about. Those are things of light. So when life's big challenges, I call them the biggies that tend to pull me below the line and your biggies that tend to pull you below the line, hey, they all have one weakness. They cannot affect us when we are living above the line. So I just know that today's message is basically this. I need to apply the tools that bring me back up above the line, like refreshing my mind. That's one of my favorite tools. It's like the little green refresh arrow on your computer. You click that, it's a whole new screen. So now when I refresh my mind, I can leave the negative darkness behind so I can no longer see the dark. And now I can experience life the way it was meant to be lived, no matter what experiences come my way, good or bad. So let's live this week in such a way that we can't see the dark. Hey, this has been Eric Carlson. Thank you for your time and have a great day.